This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Our friend Jim Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Former Canes Hoops head coach joins us on Thursdays. We talk basketball and nonsense, and he's with us as usual today. And we have a lot of stuff to cover today, even before we get to basketball, coach. And there's still some important basketball to be played. But, you know, are you following the Panthers at all? Are you into the hype and the hoopla?
Well, I love listening to you guys discuss it. And I want to congratulate the Panthers on their unbelievable performance. Even last night, coming from behind, that's great. But I'm not a huge hockey fan. I spent my whole life just watching basketball. Not baseball, not football. I'm a big Hurricanes fan for our football team. But beyond that, I just stuck with the B-ball.
Now, the Panthers, of course, they play at the Amerant Bank Arena. So here's a couple things. Solana has never been to Sawgrass Mills Mall, which is right across the street. A lot of people go to a Panthers game. They park at Sawgrass. They walk across because they want to avoid the parking charge in the parking lot. Have you ever been to Sawgrass Mills Mall?
No. Who won that bet? Who said that? Solana said that.
We both said it. I find it shocking that Solana's never been there because he's a shopper. His fiance is a shopper. They enjoy clothes and fashion and food. You, on the other hand, have been busy all your life. You're coaching. You're recruiting. You got a lot going on. You got high-profile games on television. So I can understand. I'm guessing you're not a mall guy, period.
No. No, I don't shop. I don't go shopping. I don't spend money. My wife does everything for me and for us. She does all the cooking, the cleaning, the shopping, whether it's to go to the mall or go to, you know, a Publix or any shopping area.
You don't even go grocery shopping.
I never go. No.
Really?
I might do that in retirement, though. That might be my new hobby.
I might
go shopping now.
You're not the dutiful husband sometimes, and you go to Bal Harbour with her or Merrick Park, and you sit quietly while she does some shopping.
No, I go to Merrick Park to eat and go to the movies.
Fair enough.
The movie theater there is spectacular. I love it.
But you don't go shopping. You don't hit the clothing store.
No, I don't go shopping.
Yeah. And whatever she buys you, I'm guessing you're fine with.
Yeah, I'm good with. Yeah.
All right.
I don't eat. You know, first of all, I'm not an eater. I don't need to eat. I don't like eating. I just only eat so that I can survive. My wife's a great cook, so whatever she fixes, I'm good with.
What about Bahama Breeze? I've made this a point. So Bahama Breeze is a restaurant right outside Sawgrass Mills, one of those out parcels. They closed 2 weeks ago. They went out of business. And I said, poor timing. You got a Stanley Cup final. It's going to be right in your backyard. Have you ever been to Bahama Breeze?
Not in Miami, but in Orlando.
I win that one. I win that one because I said he's been to Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, I've been to Bahama Breeze, not a lot, but always the same time of year in July when in Disney World, they were hosting the AAU Nationals. And in between games, we'd sneak out of Disney, run over to Bahama Breeze. I'd get myself a nice salmon, grilled salmon dinner, little rice, little broccoli, eat, and then get right back to Disney. It was still on International Drive, so it was a 10-minute drive from Disney.
That's a great call. They happen to have good salmon there. Inopportune time to close, right? I mean, look at the calendar, yeah. Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, you know, how many Bahama Breezes are there throughout the state?
Well, I know half of them closed last week, like half of them across the U.S. closed last week. So something's amiss in the world of Bahama Breeze. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. I know you follow the Panthers casually. They have been seen when they had three road games in Raleigh, North Carolina against the Hurricanes. Twice they were seen at Dairy Queen. Yeah. Brad Marchand, and so it's become a little bit of a rallying thing for Panthers fans and the players. They go for blizzards and on their day off, and they did it before the win yesterday. So yesterday was what, Wednesday? Yeah, yesterday was Wednesday. Yeah. So Tuesday they were at the Dairy Queen in Raleigh getting blizzards. So I will ask you, do you ever go to Dairy Queen, and what's your go-to blizzard flavor?
I rarely go to Dairy Queen, although my brother Bob, he wrote the best Dairy Queen advertisement ever. Do you know the word scrumptilicious?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
There's a theme song for Dairy Queen, scrumptilicious. My brother wrote that about 40 years ago.
He was a
but
jingle
I don't
writer?
Go. I don't go to Dairy Queen. That's not one of my favorites. The only thing I get at Dairy Queen is a vanilla cone. That is it. I don't think I've ever even had a blizzard.
I'm going to guess you are a Carvel guy because you grew up in the Bronx.
Well, I love Carvel. That's for sure. But I like McDonald's.
Great ice cream.
I like a McFlurry. I like the vanilla cones, and they're very inexpensive. The cones are great.
You know, speaking of Carvel, Father's Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss always makes a great Father's Day gift for Dad.
Well, I'll tell you what my wife gets every Father's Day is a Carvel cake.
That's all.
It's got like the Oreo bottom to it. Uh-huh. It's to die for. Uh-huh.
You've never heard my take. I think ice cream cake is the worst form of cake on the planet. I cannot stand ice cream cake.
His worst.
I don't think adults should eat ice cream cake because. And you just did it with kind of the Oreo thing. Adults are always going, oh, they've got crunchies. They've got crunchies. What are you, 9 years old? They've got crunchies. Let's grow up. Let's get a Mrs. Fields cookie cake, which is the premier style of cake. And we go on with our lives.
No, you know, one thing, and you said it there. What Carvel cake does is it brings me back to my old neighborhood in the Bronx and have a piece of cake that turns on my memories. And like, oh man, I remember when I was 10 years old and I had this. It was awesome. So Hawk, yeah, you and I don't eat the same places and don't share the same likes and dislikes.
But I mean, a cake, ice cream is meant to be eaten with a spoon or licked off a cone. An ice cream cake you eat with a fork. You're not supposed to bite into ice cream. Like, the whole thing is flawed.
I disagree with that, boy. I love ice cream cakes. Solana, where are you on this? You got to jump in. You're either Coach. With Hawk or you're with me. No. I need a teammate on this.
Coach, I'm with you. You and I are Kobe and Shaq right now on this ice cream take because I, for years, Coach, I've been telling Hawk, ice cream cake is the best version of cake. My birthday is Saturday. Guess what? They already have the order in. Ice cream cake from Carvel, ready to go for my birthday, Coach L. Ready to go.
I actually don't like regular cake, like a chocolate cake.
Of course not.
No, I don't think cakes are good.
A Publix buttercream cake, I mean, buttercream frosting, you're telling me that that's not better than an ice cream cake with crunchies?
No.
Ridiculous.
Hawk has no taste.
None. None.
No, I have a refined taste. None. I have a refined taste. None. And one day the people around me will understand what's going on. I'll get you on track one day. I we're going to run out of time here. So I want to ask you a little bit about basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, they were asking on ESPN yesterday, what's the recipe for the Knicks to get back into the series? They host the Pacers tonight. They're down 3-1. They probably should have won game one, which may have changed the entire tenor of the series, but they're down 3-1. And how do they get back into it tonight?
Well, first of all, they can't play at the pace that the Indiana Pacers play at. Rick Carlisle has his team playing kind of like with relentless effort at the defensive end of the floor, and they convert their defense into offense, and they are scoring so quickly before the New York Knicks can get back and set their defense. And by set their defense, I mean all five guys back. I see Siakam in the open court, and he's attacking one-on-one. Well, the NBA skill level, those guys are so athletic and so skilled, you can't stop a guy in the open court in a one-on-one situation. You know, you have to be able to get your five guys back, slow the game down if you're the Knicks, don't play at the up-tempo. Every player loves playing up-tempo, even the teams that play slow. They love showing their skills in the open court. But if the Knicks get into a running game with the Pacers, I think it's over tonight. But if the Knicks can slow the pace down and grind it out for 48 minutes, and hopefully for them, Karl-Anthony Towns is even healthy, because he bumped knees the other day and didn't look good. He was limping off the court. If that's a bone bruise and he's out, then the Knicks are over. They're done. But Indiana.
Is Tyrese Halliburton a bona fide NBA superstar?
Well, superstar is he's a star. You know, there are only a few like superstars, Hall of Famer type guys. He's young. He's only 25 years old. So he's a young guy who's getting better and better. If they make it to the NBA Finals by beating the Knicks, and then he shows up again for the Finals and either miraculously leads his team over OKC, then you can start talking about him maybe being a superstar. One of the things I like about his development, first of all, he's playing for one of my former players in Rick Carlisle, who is a tremendously smart player. He's a tremendous coach. And I think he's brought Tyrese Halliburton along and helped him develop. But did you know that Tyrese Halliburton reached out to Sue Bird to talk to her? She's one of the great women's players of all time. And he reached out to her to ask her, okay, when do I attack to score and when do I distribute? How do I get the other players involved? I want to be the great all-around point guard and do all the things necessary to help our team win. See, that's a sign of growth. A lot of players think I know everything, right? I'm already great. I think he's learning that the best thing you can do is keep learning, keep growing as a player, put more to your game. And reaching out to a woman, to a Sue Bird, that shows humility. You know, he's not above reaching out to another great player, whether it's a man or woman, or maybe even someone from another sport. That there's always ways you can improve mentally, physically, emotionally.
Real quick before we run out of time, can either team get past OKC in the finals?
I think it's going to be difficult. I think OKC is at the top of their game. I think they've got a great rhythm going. And they're going to be a hard out, home or away. And I like Indiana's chances, though, of advancing, being in the finals, either winning tonight or beating the Knicks over the weekend. And then I think it'll be a tremendous series, whoever OKC plays, especially Indiana, because those teams match up very well. Halliburton versus SGA is going to be talked about. You know, they both got big guys. I recruited Miles Turner. Didn't get him, of course. Would have liked to get him. But you know, Indiana's big guys and OKC's big guys match up very well. The Knicks just got to hope they can get tonight, because anything can happen. An injury to a key player for Indiana could also all of a sudden change the series.
All right, Coach. You have the same address that you used to have where I sent you the air fryer? Because I'm going to send you a Mrs. Fields cookie cake. I'm going to change your life.
Yeah, I've got the same address.
All right, I'm going to send you a Dairy Queen Blizzard gift card and a Mrs. Fields cookie cake right to your house, and I'll change your life. I'm telling you, by the time you're done with this radio show, you're going to have sworn off ice cream cake because it's silly at our age, your age, my age, Solana's age even, and you'll enjoy the deliciousness of a cookie cake.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Hold the guy who
doesn't believe a word. I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.
Doesn't believe a word I say.
None, and you shouldn't, Coach L. Hold strong. The crunchies, best part of any cake anywhere in the world. Let's go, Coach L.
Coach, would you put sprinkles on a soft serve ice cream cone?
I have, and I like it. I prefer like syrup, like chocolate syrup on, like a cone, and dip it. Yeah. That's nice. But still, a vanilla cone. And there's a place here in town called Whip and Dip.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Whip and Dip?
Yeah.
Oh, they got great ice cream. Mint chocolate chip cone is I'm going to leave here and go get a cone right now because we're talking too much about ice
cream. Well, just don't get sprinkles.
Making me hungry.
Don't get sprinkles. You're a leader of men. Don't get sprinkles. All right?
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.